KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's sunny and 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Police in Creston are investigating two incidents of theft and an incident of vandalism. Officials said this morning the Creston Walmart store reported Tuesday afternoon that two male subjects had left the store without paying for items. The dollar amount of the loss has yet to be determined. A resident of Thayer reported to Creston police that he left his wallet at the Casey store sometime between 9:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. on Monday. And when he returned to the store, money and two cards were missing. The loss was estimated at $180. And Reverend Kenneth Halber reported to Creston police that an office window had been shot out with a BB gun sometime over the weekend at the Holy Spirit Parish at 406 West Clark Street in Creston. The damage was estimated at $100. The Creston Police Department reports five persons have been arrested on separate charges. Tuesday night, 17-year-old Kane Allen Michael Farlow of Creston was referred to juvenile authorities at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for possession of a controlled substance and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Tuesday afternoon, 20-year-old James Arthur Frank of Apton was arrested on a Union County warrant for theft in the fourth degree. And Tuesday morning, Creston police arrested 22-year-old Trevor James Perrigo of Clive on a Union County warrant, charging him with failure to appear on a public intoxication matter. 18-year-old Alexandra Catherine Herbert of King City, Missouri, was arrested for criminal mischief in the third degree. And 51-year-old Timothy Charles Fechter of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for burglary in the second degree. Fechter was being held in the Union County Jail on $10,000 bond. Perrigo was released on his own recognizance, and Herbert was released from the jail after posting a $2,000 bond. The Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors Tuesday agreed to provide $10,000 to help defray the cost of the Freedom Rock project in Oakland, but they took no action on the proposed Veterans Affairs building. The Daily Nonpareil says the board agreed to provide $5,000 now and the other in the next budget year to encourage Freedom Rock project leaders to continue raising more money on their own. The county's contribution will come from gaming tax revenue. The $5,000 in this year's budget will go toward the purchase of the rock and its transport from a Macedonia area rock quarry to Oakland's Chautauqua Park. The other $5,000 will help with the cost of labor and materials. When Ray Bubba Sorensen, who founded the statewide project, comes to Oakland in 2017 to paint the 82-ton rock. The project is part of a statewide effort to put a large Freedom Rock at each of Iowa's 99 counties as a patriotic symbol. It began in 1997 when Sorensen painted a large rock with patriotic scenes near Greenfield. The Adair County Freedom Rock now attracts 14,000 people annually. The Pott County supervisors turning their attention to cost overrun issues with the proposed Veterans Affairs building in downtown Council Bluffs. Made no specific decisions yet on how to handle the higher than anticipated costs for the facility. The supervisors recently learned the construction costs for the building, which voters approved the sale of $1.5 million in bonds for, has come in hundreds of thousands of dollars higher than expected. Instead of seeking construction bids last fall when the project was ready to go, the supervisors opted to wait until January under the assumption the contractors would need work and would offer a favorable bid. That assumption was dashed earlier this month, however, when the bids came in no lower than $700,000 above the $1.5 million price tag approved by county voters. Supervisor Justin Schultz, who is also a veteran, said he's been reaching out to veterans to gain input on how to address the cost overrun, but he concedes they may have to start the process all over again. The Atlantic Community School District needs to do a better job of reining in spending and taking in cash. That was the word Monday evening from Gary Sinclair with PMA Financial Network, who handed out a half-inch thick booklet to the school board and media and discussed for more than 40 minutes ways to continue to improve upon financial planning. The information he presented during Monday night's board meeting was compiled through the use of the Iowa Association of School Board reports, primarily. Areas of concern included the district's unspent balance, its cash position, spending authority, and solvency ratio.
Solvency means, at the end of the year, how much money do you have left that is not obligated to pay for something? So you've been trending down, and you ended last fiscal year at 3.6 minus, which means that if you would have paid all your bills, you would not have had enough money. Now, I know you're aware of that.
And he said the district's unspent balance has also been trending downward.
Eventually, when it starts down in that direction, unless you turn that around, it will continue and accelerate.
Sinclair also pointed out the district has fewer students per full-time employee teachers than four other comparable districts, which results in higher salaries and benefits in the general fund, and which has contributed to the financial challenges, he says, the district is experiencing. The district has been working with the Financial Planning Program, or FPP, to better track and control its spending. The program is based on past spending, future spending, projected enrollment, income, and other numerous factors.
On the expenditure side, we are showing that over the next 2 years, you have to have a net reduction in salaries, and 1 year a net reduction in benefits to turn your budget around. If you continue in the direction you're going with no action, you will be negative in 2 years.
Sinclair said there is not much the district can do on the revenue side of the equation.
We look at it, we analyze it, but can you tell me how to increase your enrollment? You know, how do you increase miscellaneous revenue? Revenue side is very, very hard to impact.
PMA projects a reduction of 8 teaching positions next year, but also adds fractional teacher hiring positions based on enrollment increases. Atlantic will start the TLC, or Teacher Leadership and Compensation System, next year, which will bring in needed revenue, but part of activities the district is currently doing will qualify for TLC spending, which will supplant the general fund. Attrition of staff by retirement or by transfers to other districts are also factored in to the financial picture. Sinclair said the bottom line is the district needs to take in more cash next year in order to bring the solvency ratio back into the positive range. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.